Okay, Chaim Sexaholic. Step 8, made a list of all persons we have harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. If step 6 and 7 is the step that separates the men from the boys, then basically making a list of all the people we have harmed, became willing to make amends to them all. I wonder what that is. Again, you know, the spiritual attitude change of recognizing that these steps are really gifts from God. These steps are God's beer hugs. You know, I walked around my whole life with, I'm going to go to my grave with nobody's going to know the actions of lust that I've taken and the crazy things I've done. As well, I went to my grave saying, that person I will never make amends to, because as much pain that I caused that person caused me much more. And I'll never come clean and tell my story, because the pain that was done to me, poor Chaim. Step 8 and 9, the opportunity to actually to get that gift from God of being able to write a list of all the people who I've harmed is literally takes off another layer of 100 pounds from my back that holds me down, that makes me feel depressed, that makes me feel alone, that makes me feel afraid, that makes me feel like a loser, that makes me feel like God hates me, that makes me feel all these negative feelings. This is another like weight lift. So imagine again, I wake up in the morning with feelings of fear and resentment and financial difficulties and desires to act out and negative feelings about the people in my life. And these are all the feelings that push me to actually take an action of lust. But one of the most pushing things towards taking me to lust is the feeling of self-loathing. Is the feeling of I'm not good enough. Is the feeling of if you knew the people that I've harmed, and if you knew the people that I caused damage to, and if you knew the people what I do, if you knew my private life, to you, I could sound like the most greatest guy in the world. But if you came into my home and you saw the way I treat my wife and the way I treat my children, the way I speak to employees, you would hate me. That pushes me to lust. Step 8 gets rid of that. So imagine how I used to wake up in the morning and imagine how I wake up in the morning today. I used to wake up in the morning with a push towards lust called fear. A push towards lust called resentment. A push towards lust called hormonal. A push towards lust confusion with God. A push towards lust of, I have so much of my will. Oh, do God's will in step 3. Okay, but if I don't, the push towards lust. The push towards lust because of all my character defects. The push towards lust because of all this pain of, if you knew who I really am and who I've harmed. Imagine not having all of that waking up in the morning. Imagine not having all of that going through the day. Imagine not having all of that in life in general. And imagine when I have it, I have a step to work on that gets rid of it. So even if that comes up, I could do something about it. That is the gift of step 8. Just by making that list is God's beer hug. And it's very important to say this. This is a step that I need to start doing like the second I walk into recovery. The one thing that it was told to me so many times, time and time again, was this idea of the harm's got to stop. The harm's got to stop immediately. Immediately I have to recognize, I have to take an inventory and realize the way I'm talking to my wife, the way I'm talking to my children, the way I'm talking to friends, the way I'm talking to people, the way I'm communicating. As simple as going into the bagel store, I could say good morning to the guy who's giving me attitude behind the counter. Yeah, what do you want? And the feeling is like, in the past, I would have like rolled over him and like looked at the next guy. Like, you work in a bagel store. You understand who you're talking to? As opposed to good morning, how are you? An attitude of, Am I becoming a light unto the nation? The harm's got to stop. If I roll over that guy, yes, he treated me like crap. But I have an opportunity. I could give the guy something for the day, which he then could look at the next guy and possibly say good morning to. The idea of stop harming, stop the negativity is step eight. It's like, no more harms, I'm done. When my wife is kvetching or she's in a bad mood, first of all, my brain doesn't go, she's bitching. It doesn't go to a place of she is a bitch. Listen to her. It goes to a place of her, she's expressing her feelings and emotions, and she's hurting. What could I do? How could I be of service? As opposed to, I'm the negative person, and that's why she's complaining to me. When my kid is coming home from school, and so many things went wrong, and there's a feeling like, damn it, I pay your tuition. Like, tell me something good in school, like what's going on. Like, I have enough from work, I have enough from, I just heard from mommy, you know. Like, tell me something. As opposed to that, stopping the hurt and being able to give him a bear hug and talk and communicate. Step eight is, such a huge gift. I'll finish off with one other thing that is so special about step eight. Is the same idea of I need step two. I came to believe to get to step three. I need to write all my things in step four. My fears, resentments, harms, sex conduct, to get to step five to tell it over to somebody. I need a step six. Became willing to have God remove my character defects to come to step seven. I need a step eight. Which just to read the exact words, made a list of all persons we have harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Again, I need a step eight to get to step nine. I need the willingness of step two for step three, the willingness of step four for step five, the willingness of step six to step seven, the willingness of step eight to get to step nine. And that willingness is not called powerlessness. I'm powerless over the willingness. I have willingness to become willing, and we get all confused. That I have the power to do. I have the power to stop and say the harms are done, whatever harms I did do, and start writing a list of those names to the people I've harmed. And the beauty is, I don't have to make amends to them. By putting their name on a piece of paper, a feeling will overcome you of, you know something, I don't want to live with this anymore. I'm done. I just don't want it anymore. The beauty is, step 10 helps for step 11. Step 1 is the only step that doesn't have technically a match, and step 12 is the only step that technically doesn't have a match. But it was so beautiful yesterday. I was doing a little meditation and it hit me. Step 1 is the total opposite of step 12, and step 12 is the total opposite of step 1, which is actually the connection between each other. Step 1 is the ultimate I. Me, myself, and I in my world of lust, of hellhole, of literally like shit. You know that pain of getting up after 6 hours of watching porn? That feeling of, I don't even want to be shredded. I don't even want to live. To the step 12, which is the total I giving to everybody else. There's no I. It's all giving, free giving, what was freely given to me. It's the total opposite of each other. We transform through the steps of step 1 to step 12. I guess I said lastly, but I'll say one more lastly to this lastly. And that is just like a nice thing about step 8 and 9 is years ago, when I was in my first year, I did my step 9 and 8. And I called up a guy, and I made amends to him. And basically, it was a guy who in camp I was with. And I used to belittle this guy every once in a while. He was on my team. I was very good in sports. And he was, you know, the guy you put in left field on the baseline, basically. You know? And you basically told him, you're doing good. And you hope somehow. It was that type of today, even saying that, I'm feeling sad about it, because today I recognize with my own children and with myself is every person is important. And that's part of the pain, is like I lived a life of putting people on the baseline in left field. That's who I did. I did it with everybody who didn't fit a certain category. I put people literally on the baseline. And it's a painful realization. Even now, I have kids that are not so good in sports. I don't want somebody to put my kid on that baseline. I'll effing kill him. You know what I mean? And it comes full circle. But the beauty is, when I was doing my first step, my ninth step, like 7 years ago, 7.5 years ago, I called this guy up and I made amends to him. And he's like, I don't even know what you're talking about. Where are you coming from? It's not Erev Yom Kippur. It's not, before the religious holiday. I don't know why you're reaching out to me. I don't know what you want from us. And I simply just told him, the thought hit me. I don't want to die without, asking forgiveness. And I really beg for forgiveness from you. And the guy's in program today. The guy knows, and he says over, I know that this shit works. Because somebody did it to me. And it felt damn good. Because, of course, to me, he's saying he didn't mind and he didn't care. What is he supposed to say? Yeah? It felt good for him. Obviously, it felt good that somebody's thinking like 20 years ago, I hurt him and belittled him. It comes full circle. It's amazing what this program really does. So step 8 again, to keep it dumb and simple, and for this week and whoever's up to it. And even if you've done your step 8 or didn't do your step 8 or you're not holding with this, think of one person this week in the next till Wednesday that you could go over to and simply make amends. Before you do it, speak it over with somebody else so you don't get yourself in trouble and you don't do something stupid. That's a big part of and make sure you're not doing it for your own, basically crapping on somebody else so that you don't have a stomach ache. But go over to somebody, anybody, as simple as a child, as simple as a wife, as simple as your next door neighbor, and just apologize for something minutely small. I heard once a line, the greater the person is, the easier, not the easier, but the more amends he makes throughout life. Because making amends is amending, is basically bringing things back together, is rebuilding. To just buy a building and have it is not a big deal. To start from ground up and to build it up is a beautiful thing. But it's even greater when I'm the one that destroyed it and I clean away all the rubble and I rebuild it. That is even the next level. And that's the gift of step 8 and 9. But 8 and 9 is very important to keep it separated. Step 8 is writing a list of the people who we've harmed. I'm taking it to step 9 to one person just to show the outcome. I'd love to hear feedback next week if anybody wants to share on their experience of making that amends. In the white book, there's something called step 8.5. And we'll leave it with this thought, and that is where I come to accept myself, where I come to make amends to myself, where me to me is enough. Which is a very long, long process. And is Chaim good enough for Chaim? And that's a question maybe we could leave out of here. Am I good enough for myself? For me, if I become good enough for me, I don't have to become good enough for you. The problem is, on those days that I don't feel I'm good enough for me, I automatically need to be good enough for you because I feel like crap, so I need you to fill me. If I become good enough for me, then I become good enough for God. I come good enough for you. I don't have to do anything to impress, to make myself who I'm really not. I'm good enough. This is who I am. Take me all or leave me all. I guess we'll end with that. Does anybody have any questions?
Didn't we make a list of people we harmed in step 4?
Correct.
So this list that we're making in step 8 is a new list, or it's building off of the list?
You could build off of the list from before, but also what you could simply do is really, I found for myself, once my character defects were lifted, that list was a little different. Some of the people who I found that I really owe amends to, I don't. Some of the people I found I owe amends, again, some of the people I found I owe amends to, I don't. Some of the people I don't owe amends to, I do. As we grow in the program, things change. I think when somebody, I hurt somebody, or I think a lot of times when somebody feels hurt by me, I automatically owe them an amends. It's really my codependency. I did nothing wrong to that person. If that person's upset at me, so be it.
Which part?
Step four has four columns. It has resentments, fears, people who we've harmed, and a sex conduct. So in there, there's the people we have harmed. So some people just say, take out that list and make amends, which you could do. What I'm telling you to do is review that list. Now that we've done step five, six, seven, that list might have changed. You might be looking at the list with cleaner glasses.
Just on that topic, is there something to making the list again, to have the willingness to make amends or whatever? Because before it was for the first time.
Yes, and that's another good point.
How do you get the list?
That's a very good point. Basically, is there a point of making the list again? And the answer is yes, also to actually write it down. Because then, these are the people who have harmed. It's some people could be that diseased, like, haha, this is who I destroyed. These are the people who I have one up on. It could become that type of list. Also, it could be a list of just people I've harmed. Okay, these are the people I've harmed. I don't have a problem with that. But these are the people I've become willing to make amends to. It's already like, whoa. Write it down. Think. If you put that name on that paper, that means you're admitting you've hurt them, you've harmed them, and you owe them an amends. Put that down on a piece of paper.
Let's say it's my wife. So I need to make living amends.
That's a big topic. I wanted to talk about that.
There are specific harms, and then there are harms that are constantly coming up because it's a part of the relationship.
Correct. So basically the question is, what about relationships that I continuously am in, and there's continuously harms that come up and don't come up?
I keep harming this person.
I keep harming, what happens? For myself, and this is a topic that is not spoken a lot in recovery, everybody is very into, when it comes to the wife, make just living amends and leave that as is. I personally believe that, and I've heard this from old harmers as well. Again, step eight says become willing to make amends and then make amends. If I have a list of of harms that I've caused my wife, I need to make amends to them all. Then I need to do a living amends. But before continuing forward, I need to move back. But I need to be careful that I'm not dumping and just trying to get myself into good grace so I could get laid and move on in life. I got to be careful that it's coming from a healthy place. And obviously, I can't walk over to somebody and say, I'm sorry, and then punch them in the face. If I'm in a relationship with someone, a boss, an employee, an employer, who is hurting me, I'm hurting them, and I'm sorry, boom. That's just ludicrous. We're talking about living a spiritual life. Where every once in a while, of course, I'll do something wrong with my wife, but it doesn't have that tensity anymore. It doesn't have that drama. It doesn't have that, oh my God, that whole huge roller coaster. Simply, I've done something wrong. Big deal. We all do stuff wrong every day. It doesn't become a whole episode. I don't get a high off of it anymore. That's where we're talking about making serious amends. That amends is different. In that case scenario, for me, it was extremely, extremely necessary and healing to ask my wife permission and then to sit down and make amends. Write up everything. Especially, and this I wanted to talk about by the next one, but to touch on it, the pain that I've caused her, which I'll never know. Humanly possible. It's not possible for me to know the pain that I've caused my wife. But to actually put that on a piece of paper, I'm to write it out. Now, I'm sorry for lusting in the marriage, and I'm sorry for all the times I wasn't home for you. That's basically, again, shitting all over her. Writing it out, case by case, what it meant when she was doing laundry and I locked myself in the bathroom saying I'm not able to. What it meant that in the morning I slept late because I'm busy watching porn at night. What it meant, case by case, when I'm supposed to be watching the kids and I locked myself in the study, and a minute before my wife came home, I came charging out, making believe I'm busy with the kids. Very difficult time. I need a break now, so I could leave the house now to go to a strip club. And she's now busy with riled up, insane kids. I mean, insanity. Insanity, insanity. But I need to, again, before actually making the amends, I need to stop first. That's the step 8.5. Do I accept that this is my disease and who I am? And how painful that is and insane that is to be able to get to the next place, not just by, sorry for this, okay, let's get laid again. But rather, really working on it and delving. I wanted to talk more about this on the next time. Delving into what I've caused my wife and myself is something that we need to talk about a lot in recovery. What this disease has done to me and what this disease has done to my wife. Not, I take actions of lust and so on and so forth. No. When I watch porn, when I sit and look at butts, naked women, men, having sex, it destroys me to pieces. It eats on my spirituality. It eats on me. It eats my soul up. It eats my existence. It eats my mental capacity. It eats every fiber of my being. I become retarded. Then I destroy my children. Not, I do it also by actually hurting them directly, but I destroy them by being in their existence because they're living with an insane father. Automatically. And I destroy my wife automatically. It's not, it's automatically that I become a retarded person. That's the beauty of step 8 and 9. Delve into it. The reading is fabulous in the light book. It's very good. Everybody should really recommend reading step 8, step 9. It's really good stuff. Let's close it up.